This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. senators vote today on whether former Republican U.S. President Donald Trump will be held accountable for inciting a January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol via a speech he gave to supporters prior to that attack, which left five people dead. Closing arguments are set for the trial on Saturday. Prosecutors in the U.S. House of Representatives argued that Trump's rallying cry to go to the Capitol and fight for his presidency, just as Congress was convening to certify Joe Biden's election victory, was part of an orchestrated pattern of violent rhetoric and false claims that unleashed the mob. Trump's lawyers countered on Friday that Trump's words were not intended to incite the violence and that impeachment is designed to prevent him from serving in office again. He's indicated that he may try to run for president in the future. Many Republicans representing states where the former president remains popular doubt whether Trump was fully responsible. Democrats appear all but united toward conviction. A suicide car bombing killed at least one civilian and wounded at least seven in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, early Saturday morning. The explosion near a security checkpoint also damaged at least a dozen vehicles, authorities and witnesses said. A police spokesman said the driver disobeyed orders to stop and soldiers fired at the car as it forced its way past the first of two checkpoints. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The explosion came as Somali politicians argue over how to hold a national election, which was previously scheduled for February 8th. Some of them say that President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed has overstayed his mandate. Al-Shabaab has often been accused of these type attacks, but they have not reclaimed responsibility for this yet. This is VOA News. Opposition to Myanmar's new military regime intensified on Saturday as spontaneous neighborhood watch groups mobilized to thwart arrests of anti-coup activists, and the UN demanded the release of ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi. The army takeover that brought a decade-old democracy to an end last week has unleashed a storm of anger and defiance, with huge daily protests bringing urban centers around the country to a standstill. Since taking Suu Kyi and her top allies into custody, troops have stepped up arrests of civil servants, doctors, and others, joining strikes to call on the generals to relinquish power. An emergency session of the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva called for the new regime to release all arbitrarily detained persons and hand power back to Suu Kyi's administration. The independence hero and father of Suu Kyi is revered locally for freeing the country from colonial control, but was gunned down at the age of 32, just months before the end of British rule. So far, the generals now in power remain undeterred by the widespread condemnation on the streets and overseas. They justify seizing power with claims of widespread voter fraud in November's election, which Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy won in a landslide. Parties to the International Criminal Court elected Britain's Karim Khan as the new prosecutor for a 9-year term starting June 16th. Khan won a secret ballot, beating out three other candidates to replace lead prosecutor Fatou Bensouda. The 123-member Hague-based court, which began work nearly 20 years ago, handles war crimes, crimes against humanity, genocide, and crimes of aggression. And some other headlines in news around the world today. The head of the EU's disease control agency warns that the novel coronavirus could last indefinitely, even as global infections slowed by nearly half in the last month and vaccine rollouts gathered pace in many parts of the world. Former European Central Bank chief Mario Draghi is sworn in as Italy's new prime minister, charged with guiding his country through the devastation wrought by the coronavirus pandemic. U.S. dating app Bumble, where women make the first move, wins Wall Street's heart and goes public, with markets valuing the company at $13 billion. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.